My name is...
So what's your first memory of the Deep Border?
My first memory of it was when I was a kid, young kid, I was 6 or 7, something like this. And my father came back one day at home with a tape recorder. I remember that I was really...
My name...
Okay.
My name...
It's a bit like... My name... Here.
My name...
Working in a factory.
My name...
I wondered if something happened with the phone line or the recording. Someone's trying to call you?
My name is...
Oh, okay.
My name?
Okay. I just wanted to make sure that your recording wasn't clicking off or something.
My father came back one day at home with a tape recorder. I remember that I was really troubled by the fact that I did not recognize my voice. That was my first relationship.
I was 17 or 18 when... I first began to compose with tapes, with an old tape recorder that belonged to my parents.
Yeah, well, your voice sounds different from outside your head than inside your head.
Yes, it's the first time. Well, I think it's... Almost the first time I use my own voice, that I put my own voice on tape. Ah, it's strange.
I'm a composer.
Later, when I was a teenager, I had friends who were making movies, amateur movies, and others who were doing theater pieces, and they wanted me to make their soundtracks, so I...
My name is I'm 58. Well, almost 59.
How were you able to use the tape recorder to make music?
I recorded everything that I could find, the piano sounds that I prepared, and everything. I made feedbacks with an old amplifier and things like this, you know. Very primitive technique. The techniques were very simple. We used splicing. I love to splice the tape. Cutting in the time. Playing with time. Playing with memory.
As a fitting climax to the Silver Jubilee presentation, bands from coast to coast link once more in a musical chain in the playing of the Maple Leaf Forever. This time we will start in Vancouver and move eastward. I will now start the metronome, which will set the tempo for all bands from coast
I'm
to coast.
In my studio in Montreal.
It's almost springtime.
Vancouver.
in my studio in Montreal. It's almost springtime here.
Am I?
Is it? It's springtime.
Springtime here.
It's true because we're continually trying to gain control over time and
in my
hold on to things that we're really not meant to.
In my
another technique I like very much was speed variations
time
that were possible with the forward function or rewind.
I'm recording
my voice. As the sound is getting higher and higher, the first meaning and also the articulations are lost. And at very fast speeds, it generates musical tones. So the original sounds step forward to a new dimension. Let's say it's a kind of tribute.